Good morning and welcome to episode 9 of Mornings with a Stranger. So today's going to be a little exercise in my memory to see if I can remember all the details that I want to say and then remember them correctly. So I was reading an article in The Week magazine, some December issue, talking about, well, what sparked my interest was one piece of it. I'm always fascinated with how we get our traditions and I'm always interested too and don't know the answer to what makes something a tradition. Like, when do we say that's a tradition or that's the way it's always been? And how long does it actually take to say that? And how much of it is just we like it, so therefore that's the way it's always been? So this is about Christmas trees and the history of Christmas trees. So the thing that sparked my interest was that in 1923, Department of Commerce something, I think its name was like Frederick Fiker or something like that. Anyway, he wanted to improve the energy industry, so they put up a tree in D.C., and Calvin Coolidge lit the tree, 40-some-foot tree with like 2,000 and some light bulbs on it. So that was like the purpose of doing it. And then he said, you know, if you can get a president to do something 2 years in a row, then they always do it, which I thought was interesting. So again, thinking back to this is the way we've always done it. This is tradition. I was fascinated to discover it's not even 100 years old that we do the Christmas tree in D.C. And then they were, of course, talking about the history of Christmas trees in general, which, again, I always find interesting, too. That they don't really know when, you know, Christmas trees used to be. Various countries did things with trees. Pagans did things with trees. And then I guess there's not sure if it was the 1400s or 1500s of who really did the first tree. But there were things going on in Germany and other places. And then Martin Luther. Okay, funny story about Martin Luther. I didn't realize Martin Luther and Martin Luther King were different people for a very long time. I thought that they were the same people, and I thought that Martin Luther King had actually written the Christian Catechism, but that people didn't really want to acknowledge that a black dude had done it, so they just took off the King, and I didn't realize that Martin Luther King was actually named after Martin Luther. Anyway, that was my childhood history until I got that sort of straightened out. So Martin Luther had a vision while he was walking through the forest, and he had this vision of lights through the trees, which he saw as Jesus coming back at Christmas. I didn't fully realize Jesus came back at Christmas, but okay. And then he came home and tried to recreate the scene for his family that he saw, which is kind of cool and interesting. And then there were candles on the trees and all of that fun stuff. So that happened. And then Christmas trees, according to this article, became popular in the United States after a image of the Queen in England having her tree up in the 1800s, mid to late 1800s, came to America. And then apparently the Easterners, I think they said Easterners, thought it was pretty amazing. And so then they duplicated that. So again, always is a very interesting term. So that was interesting. And then another thing that came out of this, which I also thought was interesting, and apparently I was not aware of this, is upside down Christmas trees. I didn't realize upside down Christmas trees were like a thing this year. Funny, because I saw a picture of, I'm pretty sure that I saw this. I have to now go back and relook, but going through some old photos, I saw a picture of my own family who had a Christmas at a not our location, like at a room in a space. And there was I'm pretty darn sure there was an upside down Christmas tree in the back. And I don't think we knew why, and who knows if there was even a reason, but I thought it was kind of an interesting space saving tool to hang the tree from the ceiling. Cause you know, the wider branches are at the top of the tree when it's inverted. And then of course you have more places to put the presents and it takes up less floor space. And I don't know, I thought that was pretty interesting, but they were also saying in this that in the Christian history, it used to be hung, trees used to be hung upside down to represent the Trinity, which I thought also very interesting. And I guess in Poland, people would hang their Christmas tree over their Christmas dinner as well. Also fascinating. Anyway, so I didn't know that there was like, Target was selling very expensive upside down Christmas trees, and that this was like a new thing, or trying to be a new thing, which apparently is an old thing, but people weren't recognizing it as an old thing, because of course that's not our tradition. So anyway, I'm, like I said, fascinated with that stuff and where things come from. And it's always fun to, like, gain an understanding of where what we see as normal, how that started. And so the whole Christmas tree thing being a, you know, hey, let's make Christmas trees pop, or let's make electricity more popular to get the tree in DC going. Very fascinating. So there you have it. Have a fantastic morning, and we will see you tomorrow.